In 79, you won the parallel bars at the World Championships. Something came to be known as the Connor spin. Mm-hmm. What is that?
The Connor spin was really sort of an unusual skill. It's not particularly difficult, but what it came from was we were watching some women one time on the balance beam doing a straddle L position and kind of turning halfway around and finishing in another pose. I remember Coach Zert said, I was pretty good at doing what they called a straddle L on one bar, and I could do a handstand on one rail with two hands called an English handstand. But nobody ever put this combination together where I would lower down to a straddle L on bar, spin around 360 degrees, and then press up on the same bar in a handstand and hold it for 2 seconds on the same rail. In reality, it's not that difficult, but it looked really cool. And during that time, judges were rewarding gymnasts in three areas. There were three bonus areas you could get for particular risk or something original or something particularly virtuous, which could be big or high or special technique. So this allowed me to have a skill in my routine that was original. Nobody ever did it. It was a real crowd pleaser. And the irony of it, as I said, it was never very difficult, but it was something that was a separator. It was something that allowed me to stand out just a little bit. And when you get to the Worlds or the Olympic level, you know, there's 200 gymnasts there that are all just about as good as each other. So we're all looking for that one little thing that allows us to just get a little more attention or maybe get a little bit advantage with a score. And I had a skill that was clever, it was unique, it was a crowd pleaser, and by the time I got to the handstand, people were on their feet, they loved it, and it allowed me to score well.